Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think it's a problem? And they got 6 days off now. They were supposed to have four. They got 6 days off. Do you think it's a Stefanski problem or a Baker problem? It's an amazing thing to ask with 5 minutes to go, but I'm going to do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you asked me this before the show, and the first thing that came to my mind was, well, it's still a Baker problem because he's been injured. You know, he's been banged up. Now, has he been banged up to the point where he should be playing this bad when Aaron Rodgers is going to have may have surgery, although he said yesterday he now will not have surgery? And, you know, you see guys like out there that are able to battle through some of the injuries. I mean, Big Ben every year was banged up, especially once you get surgery. Once you get surgery once, and you're pretty much banged up the rest of your life for so many of these guys.
Yeah.
That I don't know that Baker should be playing this bad. I think he could be doing a little better at the line of scrimmage, reading defenses and audibling and creating some advantages for himself. So there is part of it that absolutely I still think is a Baker problem. But, you know, you're wondering where all the advantages to this offense are and the advantages to his play calling and the thought that he was able to scheme guys open, you know, last year. And at parts during the first half of the year, it helped to have Odell, who could always get open. Whether he's freelancer or not, he could get open. Now you're not winning battles. Now guys aren't getting open. Now all the pet plays, the rollouts aren't working that used to be there. All the tight ends, do they still need to be in 12 personnel, 13? Is there a 15 personnel? How many tight ends would he put out there if he could? All those advantages are gone. So, I mean, I could go back and forth on this, but both of them have a lot of issues right now, and I don't know who can solve this.
Do you believe that Baker's injured significantly? I asked you that question yesterday. I have to ask it again just because we're on.
Significantly? Well, if he is, he should be playing, and we've been saying he shouldn't be playing for a while now.
That's where I keep wondering.
But then everyone's saying he's getting healthier and healthier, so I don't know what to say.
But they tell us he gets healthier and healthier, and then he scrambles once back on Sunday night.
And he's limping.
He's limping around.
And they have to take his shoe off, and they have to have medical attention immediately.
I thought in the second half, I thought he was visibly hobbled. I thought he was visibly hobbled coming out of the huddle after plays. I think you could tell he was quite injured. And this is why I keep going back to it. And some people go, you're making excuses. No, they keep putting him out there. They're not making excuses. They're trying to figure out what they have in this quarterback.
But then it's tough because some of his throws were on it in that game. I know he almost threw the back-to-back interceptions later.
Because he does have talent. That's part of the problem of why we're having this whole argument with this guy. Because he's talented. I know he's talented. He's the number one quarterback for a reason. Go ahead. You were going to say something?
Finally, there were some signs of life in the passing game. In that game, not enough to put up points, unfortunately, and guys didn't help him out. They were dropping balls. But, you know, he had some throws off his back foot that were, like, right on the money. Guys were covered, though. And they allow, you know, that is the one team that, you know, Marlon Humphrey's had a rough year. But in that game, they couldn't create any separation. So even the throws that were on the money, they're going to be incomplete because they were so tightly contested.
But he also had, like, and it sucks because Harrison Bryant got hurt on that play, but the pitch to Harrison Bryant,
yeah,
or the pass to Harrison Bryant
throw.
Was a great throw. He did show some. I do think that his wide receivers are not getting open.
No. Not now. No, they're not now.
It is rough. And people keep bringing up Higgins. I can't confirm anything. We're hearing a couple of doghouse things. That's it. Maybe someone will ask Andrew Berry coming up at 11:30. And Rashard Higgins has been in the doghouse with this organization before. That's why Lyman and I didn't really raise our eyebrows when we heard some things. But I'm not going to say what they are. I have no idea, and Lyman doesn't necessarily know for a fact either. So we're not sure about that. Because the guy's gotten open and the guy's played before, and he's played pretty well for them before. I think there's talent, but if I know the guy's injured and I know he's injured, then I have to put it at the feet of Kevin Stefanski for playing him, and then I gotta put it at the organization's feet. Because if we're saying there's talent there, and we're saying there's been passes that are good, then why are you having him out there? Because I still think you're trying to figure out two things. You want to go to the playoffs. You also want to figure out whether or not this guy's going to be a $30 or $40 million quarterback. Or willing to pay whatsoever. Which I think it would kind of even itself out, wouldn't it? If Case Keenum were to play and this team were to not be anywhere near as good. Like say Baker Mayfield was out after the Minnesota game. And Case Keenum plays and they just start losing. Well, you have an argument there. And you could always use the fifth-year option if you wanted to. If he were to never be hurt, I can imagine that his play would be better than this. I think I owe it to him. I don't owe it to him at all, but I think I owe it to myself to admit his play would not be this bad if he were 100% healthy or as healthy as what quarterbacks could be. So the answer is somewhere in the middle, and I don't think they've done him any favors. And I could say, well, he's the guy, he should be able to tell them, no, quarterbacks want to be able to play. Quarterbacks want to be the tough guy. Most quarterbacks, with the exception of a couple famously, most quarterbacks want to prove how tough they are. That's a big thing for a QB. It's up to the adults to make that decision. And I think it's the same thing what we were talking about with OBJ. Whose fault is it? Now I'm figuring out, is it Kevin Stefanski or is it Baker Mayfield? It's just a whose fault is it more situation on a 6-6 football.
But I guess, in essence, I'll give you the final answer now for me, is that after you talking and after I was talking, in the end, it's still up to the organization and the coach to make the change, and he didn't do it, so I guess it's a Stefanski problem.
216-578-0092 or 0090. Two-second trivia. Call in either one. Two-second trivia, your chance to win the Cleveland Football Edition of the Cleveland Football Edition trivia game, Who's the Man? That's a Who's the Man Cleveland Football Edition trivia game. It looks like it's a lot of fun. I have a box of it right here, so you're going to really love it. 216-578-0092 or 0090. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, two-second trivia. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.